When Sugriva arrived at Kishkindhya, he let out a loud roar, challenging his brother. As Bali heard it, immediately he rushed out, excited with rage, just like the sun emerging from behind a hill. In great anger, Bali and Sugriva struck each other with their fists. However, as Ram was watching the fight, he could not discern which of the two was Bali, for the two brothers looked exactly alike. Thus Ram refrained from discharging his arrows, causing Sugriva to think that Ram was unwilling to help him. Indeed, Sugriva was getting the worst of the fight, and finally ran away, barely alive, battered, and soaked in his own blood. As Bali chased Sugriva, he taunted, "You coward! Run for your life! This time, I shall spare you." Sugriva then took shelter in the forest by Matanga's ashram, and soon thereafter, Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman arrived. Sugriva reproached Ram, "If you did not intend to kill Bali, then why did you encourage me to challenge him? It would have been better for you to say, 'I am not willing to kill your elder brother.'" Ram then explained that he could not distinguish who was who in the fight, since they appeared identical. "And so it was for this reason that I hesitated to discharge my arrow." Ram then told Sugriva to mark himself with something that would distinguish him from his brother. Thereafter, Sugriva again set out for Kishkindhya, accompanied by Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman. And when they reached the outskirts of the city, Sugriva strode forward, challenging his brother with loud roars, while the others concealed themselves behind trees and bushes. Bali was inside the ladies' apartments when he heard Sugriva summon him. In a fit of rage, he rose up from his seat, storming out of the room in heavy strides. But in great anxiety, Bali's wife, Tara, clung to her husband, imploring him, "Oh, my dear lord, please cast aside your anger and consider the matter carefully, for you have already beaten Sugriva severely. Thus, it is quite suspicious that he should return so soon, roaring with confidence. And so I must conclude that to dare to act so boldly, Sugriva must now be accompanied by a strong ally. Our son Angada has received information from his spies that Ram and Lakshman have come here and made an alliance of friendship with Sugriva. And since Ram is inconceivably powerful, comparable only to Lord Vishnu himself, you should not risk creating enmity with Ram. Please settle this by making Sugriva the heir apparent and thus establish friendship with Ram." But being destined to die, Bali could not accept the sound advice from his wife. "I cannot tolerate such arrogance from my younger brother. And as for Ram, I have no quarrel with him, for he is a virtuous prince. So I have no fear that he would harm a person that bears him no enmity." And saying this, Bali stormed out of the city, hissing with rage. He thus confronted Sugriva, and a fierce struggle ensued. And as before, Bali eventually began to gain the upper hand. Just then, Sugriva signaled to Ram, indicating that his strength was waning. Seeing that Sugriva was near the point of collapse, Ram fitted a powerful arrow onto his bowstring. He released the arrow, and it flashed through the air like lightning, piercing Bali deeply in his chest. However, even though bathed in his own blood and lying upon the ground, Bali did not immediately give up his life, for he was wearing a gold chain given to him by his father, King Indra. Then, coming out from their hiding place, Ram and Lakshman approached the fallen Bali, who began chastising Ram. "I heard that you were a righteous hero and king, devoted to Dharma and compassion. But little did I realize that you are a vile wretch. Like a well covered with weeds, you make an external show of virtue, but your sinful action has betrayed your sinful heart. I fought with Sugriva because I was convinced that you would not attack me. How could anyone, claiming to be a Kshatriya, a hero, kill someone engaged in fighting with another and with whom one has no enmity? I never harmed or insulted you. I never attacked your kingdom. So what merit have you acquired by striking me unfairly? And how will you ever justify this action in front of righteous men? Rather, if you would have fought honestly, then it would have been you lying here, not I. You shot your arrow at me from behind, just like a snake attacking a sleeping man. So I challenge you to justify this shameful act. Oh, Bali, your accusations show that you are actually ignorant of true morality. Monkeys by nature are frivolous because of their uncontrolled minds. And because you are a monkey and your advisors are also monkeys, you cannot understand Dharma. This entire earth, with its mountains, forests, and rivers, is ruled over by the dynasty of Ikshvaku. The kings of that Ikshvaku dynasty have complete authority over all men and animals, and they have the power to punish or reward whomever they please. Actually, it is you who have acted sinfully under the sway of lust and greed. You have taken Muma, the wife of your younger brother, and enjoyed her as your wife. It is for this sinful act that you deserve to die at my hands, for death is the proper punishment for one who has sexual relations with one's daughter, daughter-in-law, sister, or the wife of a younger brother. And if a king does not punish such a sinner, then he himself becomes sinful. And so, it was for this reason that I promised to kill you and thus enable Sugriva to regain his wife and kingdom. And aside from this, it is an accepted practice that while hunting, Kshatriyas can release their arrows at inattentive animals from a hidden position. Therefore, since you are only a monkey, my act does not bear even the slightest fault. Being thus enlightened by Ram's words, Bali felt shame for his abominable actions, and with folded hands he replied, "Whatever you have said is certainly true, for I only dared to denounce you because I was overly proud and ignorant of my own sins. My dear Ram, I implore you to give protection to my only son, Angada, begotten by me through my wife Tar. He will certainly become grief-stricken upon hearing about my death. Please excuse my harsh words spoken out of ignorance." Ram assured Bali that he would take care of Angada. Meanwhile, Tara came running from the palace with her son. She was surrounded by Vali's ministers. But when the monkeys saw Ram, they began to flee in fear. Tara tried to restrain them, but they urged, "Do not go out to see Vali. Protect your son within the fortifications of Kishkindya and prepare to install him on the throne. I do not care for sovereignty. The kingdom and its royal opulence are now useless without my husband." Crying and beating her breast in lamentation, Tara went to where Vali lay upon the ground in the grip of approaching death. Tara embraced her dying husband, and Vali's other wives surrounded them, plunged in grief. Tara's only desire was to follow her husband, and thus she made up her mind to fast until death. Upon hearing this, Hanuman went to her, pleading, "O queen, please get up. Do not succumb to grief, for you must perform the funeral ceremonies for your husband and protect Angada after installing him upon the throne." "My dear Sugriva, I beg you to forgive me for all the wrongs I have done toward you. Now, accept the kingdom from me and take care of my son Angada, for he shall always remain faithful to you." Saying this, Vali handed Sugriva the celestial golden chain that he had received from his father Indra. And then, turning to Angada, Vali said, "My dear son, now that I am departing, you should always remain obedient to Sugriva. Always act after due consideration and accept the dualities of pleasure and pain with an equipoised mind. You should avoid excessive attachment and hatred, for both lead to degradation." Thus, after speaking to Angada, Vali, who was deeply wounded by Ram's arrow, gave up his life. And then, as Tara continued to embrace her dead husband, wailing in grief, Nila came and extracted the arrow from Vali's chest. Tara then told Angada, "Now, bow down to your father's feet." And as the young prince did this, he too became overwhelmed with grief. Upon seeing Tara's anguish, Sugriva became despondent and with a sorrowful voice spoke, "O Ram, I have now found that the fulfillment of my desire has produced the very opposite of what I anticipated. For instead of happiness, I feel repulsion towards the kingdom and even life itself. In order to atone for my sin, I will give up my life in the fire. My dear Ram, these other heroic monkeys will help you search for your beloved wife, Sita." But Ram became dejected upon hearing Sugriva speak in this way. As tears came to Ram's eyes, Tara approached him. "O Ram, I know that my husband will be very unhappy without me, even if he now resides in heaven. Therefore, please kill me also, so that I may rejoin him. And if you consider killing a woman to be sinful, then just think of me as being non-different from Vali." "O Sugriva, your tears of sorrow are in themselves sufficient bereavement for the departed soul of your brother. This world is moving under the direction of eternal time, and all living entities make their appearance and departure. Under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, time never oversteps its limit. Thus, one should not lament for that which is inevitable. In this way, Sugriva became pacified. With Lakshman's help, he began to arrange for the cremation of his brother's body. Soon thereafter, a palanquin was brought from Kishkindhya. Sugriva placed Vali's body on it and led the funeral procession to the banks of a nearby mountain stream. As the funeral pyre was being built, Tara placed Vali's head upon her lap while continuing to weep bitterly, giving pain to all who saw her. Finally, the other women came and raised Tara up, allowing Sugriva and Angada to place the body of Vali on the funeral pyre. After the cremation, the relatives brought water from the river Tungabhadra and made offerings for the departed soul of the heroic monkey king Vali. And when the funeral ceremonies were completed, Hanuman requested Ram to accompany Sugriva to Kishkindhya in order to install him on the royal throne. But Ram declined. "Hanuman, I suggest that you officiate at the coronation of Sugriva and have Angada installed as the heir apparent. Since the monsoon season is nearly upon us, it is not a suitable time to search for Sita. All the monkey chiefs may stay in Kishkindhya for 4 months, while Lakshman and I pass our time residing in a mountain cave. When autumn arrives, we can begin an all-out search for the kingdom of Ravana." Sugriva then entered Kishkindhya and was welcomed by all the citizens. The bathing ceremony at his coronation was performed by the foremost of monkeys, including Mainda, Dvivida, and Hanuman, as well as Jambavan, the king of the bears. Sugriva also accepted back his wife Ruma and then installed Angada as heir apparent to the royal throne.